In a world where uncertainty reigns supreme, where shadows of chaos dance at every turn, one truth emerges unyielding. Preparation is not a luxury, but a lifeline. Behold the Wellness Company, a beacon of readiness amidst the tempestuous seas of fate. Envision a sanctuary of tranquility, where the tumult of unforeseen medical crises finds no purchase. The Wellness Company's Medical Emergency Kit stands as a bastion of assurance, a fortress of resilience against the unseen foes of health. Within its sacred confines lie the tools of salvation. Ivermectin, to ward off the insidious whispers of disease. Emergency antibiotics, to quell the raging storms of infection. Antivirals, to vanquish the relentless tides of contagion, and more. The Wellness Company Medical Emergency Kit is not merely a collection of supplies, it is the embodiment of preparedness itself. Crafted by the hands of esteemed healers led by luminaries such as Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. James Thorpe, Dr. Harvey Risch, and Dr. Drew Pinsky, this kit stands as the pinnacle of safety, the zenith of prevention. These truth-seeking doctors have forged a testament to vigilance, a testament to the unwavering pursuit of well-being. Embrace the certainty that comes from being armed against adversity. Embrace the Wellness Company, for in its embrace lies the promise of resilience, the promise of a brighter tomorrow amidst the chaos of today. Don't wait for the next crisis to strike. Visit twc.health/strangeplanet and use promo code STRANGEPLANET for an exclusive 10% discount. Prepare today and rest easy tomorrow.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Conspiracy Unlimited with Richard Serrett.
On this episode, could a molecule discovered in the 1980s hold the key to dramatic life extension?
So a typical Worcester rat will die at about 32 months and they'll have tumors. They're kind of designed that way. The rats that were given the ESS-60 in olive oil lived 62 months. Even though these rats lived twice as long, none of them had tumors.
If you want to support my work here at Strange Planet, please consider becoming an official donor. It's easy. Just go to patreon.com/strangeplanet. There are several donation tiers to choose from $1 per month to $50 a month. For the month of December, new donors at the $10, $20, and $50 per month tier receive a free mug from my Strange Planet shop. Donors in the $20 tier also have their names appear on a crawl during the YouTube live stream of my weekly radio program, The Conspiracy Show. And donors in the $50 tier receive a special on-air thank you on my radio program. Whatever you give, your support helps keep my radio program and this podcast going. Help me pursue the truth wherever it leads. Patreon.com/strangeplanet. Thank you, and God bless.
Conspiracy Unlimited with Richard Serrett. Pursuing the truth wherever it leads. Exposing evil and corruption. The secret machinations of powerful elites, revealing the high strangeness beneath the surface of our supposed reality. Coming to you from his studio beneath the stairs, here's Richard Serrett.
Welcome to your Monday. Carbon 60 has been described as the greatest scientific discovery of the latter half of the 20th century. It has some remarkable properties and multiple industrial, commercial, military applications. But it turns out in its safe consumable form, it also has some amazing properties which appear to benefit human health. Chris Burris is standing by to discuss this miracle molecule. He's an engineer who confirmed these findings on Carbon 60, a Nobel Prize-winning technology that was originally meant for military defense, and it is now sought out by global megacorporations. He is the co-founder of C60evo.com. Chris Burris, welcome to Conspiracy Unlimited. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing today?
I'm terrific. I was reading your resume, and you are madly off in all directions. You've done a stint as a scientist, even a little bit of stand-up comedy. You're an entrepreneur, podcaster, you name it. How did you stumble onto this amazing molecule that netted three chemists a Nobel Prize?
Well, Richard, first, thanks so much for having me. And I've got a very varied career history, and I think, you know, you're right. It's kind of fun to explain to people that I have, I'm on a patent that's related to downhole explosives. So I've actually worked with explosives. That's kind of cool. I haven't done stand-up comedy. So to get up and do a stand-up routine, I think I would struggle seriously with that. I did comedy improv, which is, you know, get up on stage, you've got a fellow actor and the audience gives you a location and relationship and off you go. That was just an amazing experience. It's such a mental break. It may seem counterintuitive, like you're on stage and you're under all this pressure. And the only way you can actually be successful in that environment is to turn your brain off, right? And just if you're not totally engaged in the moment, then you're going to have a horrible scene. So that was such a great experience. I do own an internet marketing company, and I'm a co-host of an internet marketing podcast, one of the more successful ones that's been, you know, really taking the skills of improv and the skills that I understand about internet marketing and putting those into the podcast. And then I happened to start a company back in 1991. That is the largest manufacturer and distributor of carbon nanomaterials. One company actually beat us, but they went out of business within 6 months. So we're the first company that still exists to deliver commercial quantities of carbon nanomaterials. That's a mouthful.
And your credentials in terms of your science background?
Yeah, so I studied mechanical engineering at the University of Houston, go Cougars, and it was actually there that I met my business partner, Robert Wong, and he had an entrepreneurial background. He was at the time separating fullerenes. There's different fullerenes, and we probably need to talk about that here in a second. But anyway, I met him in physics class, and we kind of got along well, and he needed my help, and so we started the company. From a science background, I've worked mechanical engineering projects, electrical engineering projects. Robert and I designed and built the first and what turns out to be the best piece of equipment for producing fullerenes from carbon rods. And then the explosives, that's a whole nother twist that ended up because I was doing some consulting for Shell Exploration and Production. But yeah, that's my science background.
All right, so let's get to Carbon 60. Take us back. And I mean, it's been heralded as one of the greatest scientific discoveries of the latter half of the 20th century. So we go back 22 years maybe, and the Nobel Prize is awarded to three scientists who discover this molecule, C60. Walk us through it.
Yeah, so it's really kind of an interesting story. There's a wonderful book called The Beautiful Molecule. It's either the or a beautiful molecule. And the discoverers of the molecule are Dr. Richard Smalley, Dr. Harold Proto, and Dr. Robert Curl. They discovered it in 1985. And basically, they were looking at carbon. And if you vaporize carbon in a vacuum chamber that's devoid of oxygen, what kind of carbon species are made? And one of the grad students actually noticed that there was this peak at C60, at carbon 60. And if you think about, you know, they assumed they were making sheets of graphite, And so why would a sheet of 60, a sheet of 60 carbon atoms be more dominant than 59 or 61? It just doesn't really make, there has to be some other explanation. So the graduate student kind of took the information to Smalley, Croteau, and Curl, and they came up with, well, it's 60 carbon atoms, the way 60 carbon atoms fit together based on their, some carbon double bonds and then some carbon single bonds is really a buckyball. It's the shape of a soccer ball where the lines on the soccer ball represent the bonds between the carbon atoms. They were kind of fans of Buckminster Fuller, who was a famous kind of social architect, and that has the wrong connotation, but he's an individual who had significant social impact with
right.
his kind
he was
of,
an inventor.
Love
he was
of
an,
architect. Yeah.
Right. He was an inventor as well. Yeah.
Yeah. And so he had not invented the geodesic dome, but certainly made it very popular. And this soccer ball shape has the same kind of shape as the geodesic dome. So they named this molecule. And actually, there's a bunch of associated molecules, C70, C76, C84. He named those fullerenes after Buckminster Fuller. And then the most abundant one, the carbon-60, they affectionately called it the buckyball. And so they discovered this in 85. They had a paper released in Nature, one of the most prestigious scientific publications. And then by 1996, 11 short years, they had won the Nobel Prize for that discovery because the scientific community knew that this was just going to be an amazing, have an amazing impact on society ultimately.
Well, talk
and
to,
that's why they won.
Talk about some of it. Talk about some of its properties that make it so amazing, and what are the practical uses for it?
So, in the early days, so I'm a young kid in college, and I've started this carbon nanomaterial manufacturing business. And friends and family were like, "Well, what do you do?" And I'm like, "I make buckyballs." And well, what are those used for? And we kind of had a running joke, and the joke was that it's used for funding. Because if at the time, you were writing a proposal for a funding or some sort of grant, and you were writing about a recent Nobel Prize-winning material, the buckyball, then you were very likely to get funded. In fact, I think the number was there's an organization that keeps track of how many papers that are cited, what are the most cited papers. And I think it was in 95, I think like five of the most cited papers were related to fullerenes. And then in 96, it was nine of the top 10 most cited papers were related to fullerenes. Mm. And so it was really exploding, and that's how you got your proposal. What were they doing with it? Well, it turns out that buckyball is superconducting in the right conditions. It's harder than a diamond. It'll actually turn into a diamond if you compress it anisotropically. It's big enough for any atom on the periodic chart to fit inside of it. So there's actually a new symbol in chemistry. I mean, this is how exciting it is. There's a new symbol in chemistry because of the buckyball. So if you see lanthanum at the kind of the email at symbol, lanthanum at C60 means that it's lanthanum physically trapped inside that buckyball cage. Now, it's not ionically bonded with it. It's not covalently bonded with it. It's physically trapped inside of it. And so it created a lot of concepts early on. They said, hey, we could stick a radioactive material inside of this, and then we could attach a branch to the external piece of it, and maybe that branch could attach to a cancer. And so now you're delivering these radio waves directly to cancer cells. There's a lot of excitement that was kind of in that era was the height of the AIDS epidemic. It turned out, at least in a petri dish, the buckyball would nest in the exact right spot to stop the AIDS virus from reproducing. So really, like, and almost the, one of the ways I describe it is that C60 is better, as good or better than the current best material in almost every application that you apply it in. It's just not getting used because it was too expensive.
Right. So, and then on top of that, they can use it in producing what, like asphalt and tires and things like that?
Yeah, so typically you want carbon black as the current material in tires, and what that provides is a lot of UV radiation protection. And yes, buckyballs perform better, but they're just too expensive. You don't want your you can't have your tires cost, you know, really actually the way the tire industry is, they don't even want you to, they don't even want to pay more than a penny more per production tire. And so certainly, you know, cascading that down to the price of, at the time, in 1991, our first gram of C60s sold for $6,000.
For a gram?
For 1 gram. I kind of felt like the local drug dealer with my friends because my product sold in grams and it was $6,000 and we were working towards making kilos. And but yeah, that 1 gram in 1991 was $6,000. I don't even remember how much C70 was. But it was tens of thousands of dollars per gram.
So it has all these industrial usages, military applications. It has these amazing qualities and properties. So at some point, someone decides, well, if it's going to be ubiquitous, we better figure out whether it's toxic, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, and they assumed that it would be toxic because one of the things that they compared it to is, let's say, benzene. The benzene ring is ubiquitous in current society. It's in plastics. It's in medicines and detergents. Like, we don't have modern society without the benzene ring as the base. And they kind of assumed that this buckyball was a 3D version of benzene. Benzene is known to be toxic. It's known to be a carcinogenic. And so they just assumed this buckyball would also would be similarly toxic. So they did this study in 2012 where they gave, and I'm going to make a demarcation now here, because C60 is for industrial applications, and if you process it improperly, it's actually known to be harmful. ESS60 is C60 that's been processed for safer human consumption, and that's, you know, if you're going to put it in an animal or yourself, you want to be looking for ESS60. So basically in the study, they gave rats water, rats olive oil, and then rats olive oil with ESS60 in it. And again, they assumed it would be toxic, except for the rats that they gave ESS60 in olive oil, which is really the C60 Evo formulation, those rats lived 90% longer than the control group, and the control group was given water. That's similar to like $6,000 a gram. A 90% extension of life is the single longest longevity experiment on mammals ever.
This is a peer-reviewed animal study that was was intended to be sort of a toxicity study.
Yep.
And the rats, and what types of rats were these?
So they're Worcester rats. So a typical Worcester rat will die at about 32 months and they'll have tumors. That's, they're kind of designed that way. The rats that were given the ESS60 in olive oil lived 62 months, and none of them had tumors. So typically, the tumor, there's a linear graph that goes up as you go from kind of left to the right, which is as time goes on, these rats have more and more tumors. Even though these rats lived twice as long, none of them had tumors. And I always like to stop here and say kudos to the researchers on this, because they were doing a toxicity study. If a typical Worcester rat lives 32 months, then they've had projected their experiment to be over no longer than 32 months in, right? Because if they're not dead by that point, then it's obviously not toxic. They decided to continue that study for an additional, well, for as long as the rats were still alive, which ended up being another 30 months. So kudos to them to kind of stick seeing this opportunity to have this amazing study and really seeing through to the end, and now we've got this longevity study that's 90%.
Right. So what started out, again, as a toxicity study, and they, you know, maybe anticipating that the substance might be toxic to the rats and they might not live a full life, 32 months, it quickly turned, not quickly, but after 32 months, it then becomes not a toxicity study, but a longevity study. And these rats live almost twice as long as their natural lifespan.
Yeah, and with no tumors, right? So as soon as you say no tumors, I like to be really cautious because a lot of people, their minds instantly go to cancer cure. There's a really big difference between curing a cancer that, you know, some animal or human may have and preventing cancer. We know there's steps that anybody can take to help prevent cancer, eating healthier, getting exercise, getting proper sleep. But yeah, they lived almost twice as long, and none of them had any tumors.
And again, this is a consumable type of carbon 60 called ESS60, and it's exactly. mixed with olive oil?
Yes. Yeah. So the original researchers, and there's products out there. I actually have a product that's in MCT oil or in avocado oil. But in reality, the original study was in olive oil. So that's kind of our preferred, it's our preferred and recommended way to consume it, right? So ESS60 in olive oil is what they gave to the rats. So we want to stay true to our scientific pedigree and make sure that that's what we're recommending. But we do have customers who are interested in, say, an MCT or avocado, so those are available as well.
So for you, Chris, and your company, does that mean that are you still supplying for industrial purposes the carbon 60, and then now you've started producing the consumable carbon 60, which is ESS carbon 60?
Yes. Yeah, so we've really got both. And again, we do make that demarcation. If you're a researcher and you're writing a grant and you want to do research on solar cells or batteries or tires or inks, then yeah, you want to purchase the C60. If you're interested in putting this in an oil, most likely, because that's where the research is, and potentially putting it in an animal or a human, then you want to look for ESS60. So yeah, there's definitely a demarcation between those. There's research that shows that C60 can be harmful to your health.
Right. So the ESS60 that you're producing, you guys are world leaders in this. You produce the most, right?
Yeah, we're the largest manufacturer and distributor of ESS60 on the planet.
And so in order to manufacture this, you and your partner invented some sort of a reactor. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so the original study, basically they took a sample of carbon, they shone a laser at it, which vaporized the carbon. They took this puff of inert gas that took it into a mass spectrometer, and then they were able to see these sheets and ultimately the peak at C60. So it was understood that you really kind of needed vaporized carbon. By the way, carbon graphite is one of the hardest materials to vaporize. And you need it in an inert environment and potentially at a vacuum, because that's where it was made in the original research. So basically you take two graphite rods, you put them in a chamber that has a reduced a slight vacuum, right? So in a reduced atmosphere and no oxygen. So you can use nitrogen, argon, helium, and then you run an arc between these two rods and you're vaporizing the graphite. So the local temperatures where that sun where they're being vaporized are the same local temperatures as the sun. In fact, we've got a sight glass, and if you don't have like a welder's mask in front of it, you can actually get a sunburn from that process. So you got to manage all the heat that's involved in vaporizing this graphite, and then make sure that you're collecting the soot. What comes out of that soot, what comes out of that process is a carbon soot. That carbon soot has about 10% fullerenes. And when I say fullerenes, I mean the whole gamut of molecules, C60, C70, C76, C84. And then most of that, what comes out, most of that soot is amorphous carbon, really useful in our process. So we've got the next step involves kind of toxic chemicals. It's like you can use a toluene or a hexane. And what happens is similar to if you were going to separate sugar from sand, you could put it in water and the sugar would go in, would dissolve into the water, and then you could filter it and the sand would stay on top of the filter and the sugar would go through with the water in solution. Same thing with the soot. You've got this amorphous carbon, you've got these fullerenes, you dissolve it in a aromatic, you dissolve it in a solvent like toluene or hexane. The fullerenes actually dissolve, and then the carbon, amorphous carbon doesn't dissolve. So you filter in what comes through in solution is your fullerenes. You boil off that solution, that solvent, and then you're left with a black powder that is a fullerene powder. And then we've got a chromatography process. We're getting a little scientific here, but that you can further separate those so you have your pure isolated C60, which then is further processed to become ESS60.
Right. So, I mean, the takeaway here for me is this is a long, complicated, probably an expensive process. This is not something that, you know, an amateur can do in his basement in a bathtub mixing up this stuff. I mean, you got to know what you're doing. Otherwise, you know, there could be big problems.
Yeah, it's not something that you would want to that you would endeavor to do in your garage. No, you know, there's a lot of technology and techniques and proprietary processes that go on in order to get the right product that, you know, that we call ESS 60 and is safer for human consumption. Yeah, it's a complex process to be sure.
So now all of a sudden you find yourself, I don't know about saying quite by accident, but it wasn't necessarily the road you had intended to travel down. You were looking to produce industrial carbon 60, and now all of a sudden you're sort of in the supplements business. How do you feel about that?
Well, that's a great question. I feel like, and I've had we kind of earnestly pursued supplements about 2 years ago. So I've had 2 years to kind of figure this out. And in my mind, a typical supplement person becomes a supplement person either because they just wake up and decide they want to be wealthy, and so they're going to sell supplements because you can sell supplements. And I don't have a problem with anybody being wealthy, but that's not the path that I'm on. The other is often people have their own kind of physical problems that they need to solve, or maybe they solve some physical problems of their child or their parent, and they solve their problems and then they have this solution and they want to save the world. I also don't, you know, I'm not against people saving the world. It's not how I ended up here. I'm just a carbon nanomaterial scientist who's been making this since 91, selling it to research institutions. They do this study in 2012, and we actually started getting phone calls mid-2013 where people were saying, well, how much in a dose? And at the time, even though the literature was pretty clear, right, if you process it properly, it can be safe. We had our carbon nanomaterial manufacturing hats on, and we're like, no, you put this in tires and ink and batteries and solar cells. Don't put this in your body. We actually added not for human consumption to our labeling in mid-2013. And we're selling ESS 60 in oil so that people could kind of reproduce that original rat study until 2017, when somebody with a really big social media following started talking about the benefits they were actually getting while taking the product. And really coming into 2018, now we've got this. It's no longer like, are these people taking it? Why are they calling us? We know what's going on. We had to make this decision. And it came down to a moral, you know, two questions. One is a moral question. I take it. My wife takes it. I'm comfortable selling it, right? Because I believe it's safe. And then the other one is really legal with the FDA and the FTC. And we're on the right side of that organization, those two organizations. So really, it was the beginning of 2018 that we kind of started selling this in earnest. And again, I'm a skeptical. I'm a scientist by nature. So we started getting phone calls in early 2018. Oh, I'm experiencing this. I'm having this great result. And I'm like, I don't really know what to do with that. And, you know, as a business owner, great. It's a testimonial. But as a scientist, you know, you've got one-off pieces of data, and I'd like more research. In fact, we're actually funding some research and kicking that off early next year.
Right. I want to talk about the longevity study that you're looking to do to replicate the rat study, but with some minor adjustments. But before that, let me ask you, so when you sell ESS C60, or if I buy it, how does it come? What does it look like? How do I take it?
Yeah, so it's ESS 60, and it's dissolved in olive oil. Again, our recommended product is olive oil, but you could buy MCT oil or avocado oil. It's important to note, in MCT oil, you can get significantly less of the ESS 60 in it. And so you end up having to take double. So, but some people like that flavor. And so we have it. So I would recommend the ESS 60 in olive oil. It'll arrive. It's mostly olive oil. You actually can't get that much ESS 60 to dissolve in olive oil. So you get about 0.8 milligrams per milliliter, which is pretty low. And so basically you take it and you take about one teaspoon a day. That's our average customer. And then we have all these testimonials that are coming back to us about the benefits that people are receiving.
Right, Right. And what are the what is the anecdotal evidence, or what are the anecdotal testimonials you're getting?
Yeah, absolutely. So again, be skeptical. It's anecdotal. I can tell you, I'll tell you the things that are consistent. I'll tell you we've got, you know, a couple testimonials about this or that. But before I do that, I always like to say, look, the FDA has not evaluated this product. It's not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any disease. We're working on the research so that we don't have to say that anymore. But at this point, it's the right thing to do. Our most consistent testimonial is better sleep. So people take the product in the morning and report that they get better sleep that night, which is pretty amazing. Most of the quote unquote sleep aids that are out there, there's a book called Why We Sleep. It's a really good book that talks about what happens when you don't get enough sleep. It's, by the way, it's a really incredibly scary book. It kind of makes me think, hey, it's getting late. We should probably both go to bed and make sure we get enough sleep. Mm-hmm. how the book is. And in that book, it talks about there's this $2 billion sleep aid industry. And these are products that you would take right before you go to sleep. And what those products do is they knock you out. They relieve the chemical pressure for that causes you to desire sleep. But what they end up doing is not letting you get your REM or your in-REM sleep. Our product, on the other hand, you wake up in the morning, you take the product in the morning, our customers report that they have mental acuity and more energy during the day, and then they sleep better that night. So there's some fundamental things that it seems to be doing that enables you to get better sleep, even though you took it all the way in the morning, which is, I'm just not aware of any kind of sleep aid. Like, I think the only other sleep aid that might be equivalent is exercise a whole lot in the morning, and you'll probably sleep really good that night, right?
Right, right. and what about? I mean, I was reading it's a very powerful antioxidant. Something like, well, you tell me. Antioxidant, what else does it do?
So the two things that are known. So people often ask me, okay, so what are the theories? Why did these rats live 90% longer? Why are we talking about the single longest longevity experiment on mammals ever? And the things that we do know are that that ESS-60 in olive oil is 172 times more powerful than vitamin C, and that it's a known really powerful anti-inflammatory. And the current thought processes about aging are that it's an oxidation issue and an inflammation issue. So if this product, and it is a great antioxidant and a great anti-inflammatory, then we're really checking two of the boxes that would lead you to understand why it's actually helping these animals live longer and ultimately helping people. Because I think it's important to note, in the original study, there was no commentary that, hey, these rats, you know, although they lived twice as long, an additional 30 months over their normal 32-month lifespan, you know, they had little rat walkers and they, you know, were lethargic and were, you know, elderly rats. They lived a normal, healthy rat life. They just lived it 90% longer. And that's kind of what you expect. If something's going to cause you to live longer, then what's the value of living longer but, you know, deteriorating at the normal lifespan?
Exactly.
Right? Like, they lived a normal rat life. It was just longer. So it makes sense that we're getting testimonials about relieving knee pain. That's certainly a testimonial we get. Relieving back pain. I can tell you from my own personal experience, I tracked migraines every year because I was trying to figure out where they would get them. I'd get about 4 or 5 migraines each year. And I have a spreadsheet that kind of defines those migraines. All of 2018 is really when I started taking the product in earnest. All of 2018, I didn't get any migraines. This year, I actually had one at the beginning of the year and actually had one about 2 weeks ago. So instead of 8 to 10 migraines, I've had 2. I also know my wife is on a medication for her migraines. The medication, they only give her 9 per month. You're only allowed to take 9 per month because it's a strong medication. She was using all 9 of those, and she's down to 1 or 2 per month. So there seems to be some impact on migraines.
More of my conversation with Chris Burris when Conspiracy Unlimited returns.
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Do you want to know what it's like to hang out with MS-13 in El Salvador? How the Russian mafia fought battles all over Brooklyn in the 1990s.
Or what about that time I got lost in the Burmese jungle hunting the world's biggest meth lab? Or why the Japanese Yakuza have all those crazy dragon tattoos? I'm Sean Williams.
And I'm Danny Gold. And we're the host of the Underworld Podcast. We're journalists that have traveled all over, reporting on dangerous people and places. And every week, we'll be bringing you a new story about organized crime from all over the world.
We know this stuff because we've been there. We've seen it. And we've got the near misses and embarrassing tales to go with it. We'll mix in reporting with our own experiences in the field, and we'll throw in some bad jokes while we're at it.
The Underworld Podcast explores the criminal underworlds that affect all of our lives, whether we know it or not. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be buried in an avalanche?
Weird foreign feeling of despair.
Or how it feels to crash a skydive?
I remember hearing a thud, feeling my body hit the ground.
Or how you would react if you were being attacked by an alligator.
At the end of my leg is this huge alligator head on my leg.
These are the stories you'll hear on the podcast called What Was That Like? True stories told by the actual person who went through it. You'll hear from a victim of an attack.
Dragging me into the bathroom and saying, I'm going to kill you, now you're going to die.
You'll hear from a man who discovered a baby.
How could this be? How could there be a baby on the ground?
And you'll hear actual 911 calls.
Clinky County 911.
There's a man at my back door. He's trying to get in.
What Was That Like is a podcast about real people in unreal situations. Search for What Was That Like on any podcast app or at whatwasthatlike.com.
I'm Andrew Gold, a fallen BBC journalist interviewing the heretics and rebels brave enough to speak out against mainstream narratives. Here's Coleman Hughes, John Ronson, and the Trigonometry podcast guys bringing controversy to the fore.
How'd you feel if a person of a different race moved in next door?
I spent a while with a politically correct faction of the Ku Klux Klan.
The system punishes people for wrongthink. It's heartbreaking.
Here's My Unorthodox Life Netflix star Julia Hart on getting out of a Hasidic Jewish cult.
Why can't I be okay with being silent and subservient? Everyone else is.
And biologist Richard Dawkins on trans activism.
It's perfectly legitimate to say, I'm a man, but I feel feminine. But to then say, therefore I am a woman, is just a betrayal of language.
Now it's your turn. Rebel against the mainstream and find a home in this sensible alternative space by subscribing to Heretics Podcast.
Have you subscribed to my free monthly newsletter yet? The Inner Sanctum is jam-packed with news and information, and it's delivered free to your email inbox once a month. All you need to do is register your name and email address at my website, strangeplanet.ca. The Inner Sanctum contains a spotlight on previous guests from my weekly radio program and this podcast. There's my podcast pick of the month, a book club, a This Month in Conspiracy History section, and more. The Inner Sanctum is yours, absolutely free. Again, all you need to do is register at strangeplanet.ca. And once you've registered, your name automatically goes into a monthly draw for great Strange Planet gear from my Strange Planet shop. Register right now at strangeplanet.ca.
Theoretical physicists say that there is as many as 12 hyperdimensions. Here are just three of them. Conspiracy Unlimited. Conspiracy Unlimited. Conspiracy Unlimited. Pretty cool, huh? Here's an extra one. Conspiracy Unlimited. Hey, how about one more? Conspiracy Unlimited. And the great thing is we have 6 hyperdimensions left. Conspiracy Unlimited. 5.
Chris Burris from C60evo.com is here.
You know what strikes me as I'm listening to you talk about this is you remain skeptical about your own product in the sense that you're saying, listen, don't be skeptical. We're not exactly sure how it works, but this is the anecdotal evidence and these are what this is what the studies say. You're a horrible salesman.
Well, thank you. I think that I'm more interested in sharing the message, and so here's the reality. I now believe it was probably 9 months into 2018 where I like just it was testimonial after testimonial. I'm like, oh great, it's helped with Parkinsonian tremors. And then another person would talk about their cat that the vet was, had already said, like, we just need to put it to sleep. And they started giving it the product and the cat's still with us. And now is like growing all its hair back. Like at some point I just like kind of throw up my hands and go, okay, well, this must be really happening. I mean, the reality is the original study really happened. Peer reviewed, published research. If you want to live longer, there is no better research product available. Like that's just where we're at. But then, everything else, the anecdotal stuff. Yeah. In fact, it's probably, this is not the case, but certainly for most of 2018, I would give a bottle to my friend and kind of hope that they had an experience and didn't, because if they didn't, they would like, well, you're just a sales guy. and I'm just no longer apprehensive about giving product to people. We get it 1-5% of people don't really experience it. And a lot of people actually will say they haven't noticed anything. And then I start asking them questions like, well, how are you sleeping? Or are you getting more done? Or, are you kind of a person who gets if I start asking enough questions, they'll tend to go, oh, wow, it really has impacted my sleep. I mean, there was one particular lady in the office next to ours. I gave her a couple of bottles. I went back and it was about 7 days later and I said, have you noticed anything? And she was like, no, I got to be honest. I really haven't, which I'm okay with. Like, this is all data points for me. But I said, so how are you sleeping? And her eyes got like super wide. She goes, you know what? I've been posting on Facebook that I'm waking up at like 5:30 every morning. I haven't done that, since I was in the military. And I'm like, well, there you go. Better sleep. You don't need to sleep past 5:30.
And we're going to speak to someone in a moment here who's actually someone I know, Patty Greer. We call her the Crop Circle Girl. And she's been taking the product, and I'm going to get her in here after you and I finish up. But I want to talk very quickly about you. You are hoping to do another long-term animal study with the ESS-60. What are you going to do differently than the original 2012 study?
Yeah, so in that original 2012 study, they didn't start giving the rats any of the control, which was water, olive oil, or olive oil with ESS-60 until month 10. So about a third of the way through the rat's life. We're still debating if we want to mirror that piece. So we might start giving it earlier, but we certainly won't start any later than 10 months. And then they actually stopped giving the rats any doses at month 17. And even though it was only at month 17, those rats that were given the ESS-60 and olive oil lived that 90% longer with no tumors, we'll probably continue that out, right? So we probably won't start, we won't stop at 17. We'll keep going. And there's a couple reasons that we'll be able to do that. So the rats were given their dosage using a gavage, which is really a tube that kind of inserts the water or the olive oil with ESS-60 directly into their stomach, right? Just to make sure that they had controlled dosing. But gavages are known, and the reason they stopped at month 17 is gavages are known to be problematic, right? You stick a tube down into a stomach. If you miss and get the airway, you're going to have a dead rat. That's what's going to happen. So as soon as the first rat in the control group died, which was as early as month 17, they decided let's no longer give them the product because of gavages. Well, we now know, and we've actually got videos. We've got pet products. So we've got a dog version and a cat version. We now know that animals like it. So there'll be no problem in mixing this into the actual rat food and then just controlling how much they're eating. And so we won't have the limitation of that gavage. And so we will feed them until who knows when. It would be really exciting to come up with something that was more than 62 months. I mean, that would just be amazing.
Can you imagine if these Worcester rats, lifespan 32 months, they live, I don't know, 65, 75, 85 months? And that's going to set the scientific world on its head.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that this kind of already is. We're getting the message out there. It's a limited study. And frankly, I think a lot of people, it's only when I have enough time to like you've given me the opportunity to really tell the whole story that people have this picture that this is not just, imagine if you saw an ad, hey, do you want to, you know, this will help you live 90% longer. Like if you don't have this long explanation, you just don't believe it. And a lot of people actually don't want to live longer. I ask them, hey, you know, this could help you live 90% longer. Does that sound interesting to you? And they're like, well, no, I don't want to live 90% longer. And then I ask them, well, but what if you had your mental health, your mental acuity, your physical capabilities, and a life, really? And then they're like, well, oh yeah, in that case, there's the mindset is that you can't get older without feeling older, right? Without degradation. And so if this product is allowing people to get older and actually feel younger, feel healthier, in fact, one of our, you know, ed tag phrases like, feel healthy, live longer, that's going to change how people are thinking. So I think we're still kind of under the radar, even though we've got this amazing study, but I think it's because people just kind of don't believe it. You look at the, you know, resveratrol is supposed to be a great way to live longer. The next best research way to live longer is starvation, right? So if you starve yourself, you know, almost half to death, you can extend your life for 30%. No one seems to be interested in signing up for that. How about you?
Not on purpose. No. And yeah, imagine being able to play, let's say up here in Canada, pick up hockey. You want to play in a beer league. And you know, aches and pains and knee problems, and you got to shut it down by the time you're 55. Maybe you get lucky, you can play till you're 60. Imagine being able to play in a beer league until you're 75, 80, 85.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned beer. We actually do have testosterone, and my own experience is you can imbibe and not feel some of the pain that you would normally feel from over imbibing.
Oh.
So think now you're playing hockey in your 60s, 70s, right? And you're still drinking, not recommended,
no.
But able to handle that without, you know, we definitely have testimonials that it helps you with hangovers.
Fascinating. All right. So how do we order?
All right. So you can just go to c60evo.com. We've got lots of sizes. We got 4 ounce, 8 ounce, 16 ounce, 32 ounce. Like I mentioned, we've got the different flavors, which is the olive oil, the MCT, the avocado. Depending, if you have a flavor preference, great. We would recommend highly the C60 Evo in the olive oil, right? So that's the one that the original research was done on. We also, I mentioned cat and dog. So we've got a bacon flavor and a salmon flavor. So you can get those. I think we even have like a package where you can get like a cat lovers package where you get a human version and a cat version and a dog lovers package. And then what we do recommend is that get on subscription because there's a significant discount with subscription and you can cancel at any time. So go ahead and take care of that the advantage of getting on the subscription. And if you decide that you want to cancel it, you know, that's fine.
All right. And so the people can go to C60, as in carbon 60, Evo, EVO.com, C60Evo.com, and they can check it out, read all about it. There's some articles there and so forth. And if they think it's for them, they can order. And then you've graciously, you're going to bonus my my Conspiracy Unlimited listeners with a little Christmas special here, a little discount.
Yeah, we've got a coupon code, and it's RS1SPEC, as in special, so RS1 spec, and it's an additional 5% discount on their whatever their first order is.
All right, so again, the website is C60, as in carbon 60, Evo, EVO.com, C60Evo.com, and then if they decide that they want to try the product, they can use the discount code RS1SPEC. Fantastic.
And that'll give them another 5% discount. And then they can continue their life as in their beer hockey league.
Wonderful. And you and I, we're going to talk again, and we'll talk maybe by the time we talk again, and we'll have some more anecdotal evidence. Maybe there'll be some updates on some on the science end of things. It's all fascinating. And
it's an amazing molecule. It actually shows some quantum behavior, so we can talk a little bit about that. We can talk. That's kind of amazing. And we can talk about, you know, some of the concerns, why you need to be careful in the market. It's kind of a shame. It's a really young market. And people are already committing fraud, which is just you know, horrible. But we can talk about that, like how to be safe in this market. I mean, obviously you could just order from C60 Evo and you'll be safe. But if you're looking to kind of expand your horizons, whatever that may mean for you, then we can talk about how to do that safely.
All right, Chris, it's a date. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care, Richard.
Chris Burrow, C60Evo.com. Don't forget to use the discount code RS1SPEC. All right. Coming up next, we're going to work in the Crop Circle gal, Patty Greer. She's a convert. She uses the product. We'll find out what she has to say. Patty Greer, welcome back to Conspiracy Unlimited. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you, Richard. It's nice to be here again.
So I was just talking to Chris Burrus about ESS60. And my word, it sounds promising. What I liked about the way he presents it is I told him, I said, Chris, you're a really bad salesman. Because he says, I'm skeptical. I'm a science. I don't know how it works exactly. And I said, well, that's no way to sell a product. but anyway, so we thought we'd bring you on because you have been using it. How did you get introduced to it?
Well, I was pretty well down and out wounded, and a friend came over, somebody I barely knew, and he gave me a sample of C60. And in the last couple of years, I've tried a variety of different versions of C60, but ultimately, I didn't know back then, but I certainly do now, that pretty much all the people selling C60 around America, Canada, and the UK are buying it from Chris. I mean, he and his partner, Robert, have been making C60 for 28 years, as you know, I'm sure you mentioned. That's a long time, and there's nobody else that can make that claim.
Right.
To me, I felt really lucky to finally get hooked up with the bottom of the entire pyramid, which is the foundation of the C60 industry. These are the guys making it. They've done it for decades for industrial purpose, for tires, for all kinds of solar, you know, but now they're really focused more on the healing aspect because people are recognizing that it is phenomenal.
And when you said you were down and out, what was the nature of your aches and pains or your disability or what was going on?
Well, I've had a few very strange things happen. I think the first one was I went for mercury fillings to be taken out and white ones put in, and the guy offered free nitrous, and I woke up with a mouthful of new mercury fillings. So I've been detoxing mercury poisoning for 15 years, and it's been unbelievably hard. And frankly, it's what took me to the Crop Circles because there's no medication here to get over what the medical industry, the dark industry, is doing to people. To put mercury in people's mouth, to stick it in your arm in a shot, I mean, they know better. So we're just in a time where if we don't learn about these brilliant miracle remedies like carbon-60, C60, ESS60, we're in for trouble. I mean, we have got to come up with some advanced technologies to bring our food supply back. You know, we can't sit like we are now, and I feel incredibly lucky to have found C60.
And you used to play the harp, I know. You're a musician, and the I guess it was a result of the mercury poisoning, you weren't able to play anymore. I mean, what is it? Does it present almost like an arthritis, or what was happening to your body?
No, the weirdest thing is the only thing that happened to me, and it's not, you know, small, was that my fingertips have been shredded, like cuts and dry skin on just my fingertips. The rest of me is normal, but the mercury affected my hands. Why? Because I use them. I was a professional musician 33 years playing harp, piano, singing, writing. And so it completely stopped me from doing what I was doing. I wish I had had C60 back then, because it does take a long time to detox things out of your system, you know, once you've been exposed. And I've had a few incidents where I'll just, out of respect to myself, say wrong place, wrong time, wrong people. But I have definitely been challenged a few times by health issues. I don't even want to elaborate, because it's too unbelievable what I've been through. But the good thing is, I will say, I win, I'm alive, and I really give credit to C60.
Okay,
that if I wasn't taking it, I wouldn't be here.
So walk me through when you first started taking it. What did you first start to notice?
What's interesting, Richard, was I had a really bad hip problem, and I could barely walk. It was 2.5 years ago. And this guy comes to my cabin in the woods. He hands me some C60, and I said, oh, somebody gave me that a year ago. Yeah, olive oil. Yeah, no thanks. And he goes, no, try mine. So I got a spoon. I took a spoonful, and I said, yeah, thanks. I appreciate it. You know, try anything once, try anything twice. Literally a half hour later, I walked across my cabin, and I went from a 10 down to a 2 in pain.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And I was stunned. For me, it was instant that my inflammation, I guess it would have been, mm-hmm. immediately went down. It affected me instantly, and so luckily, you know, I stayed on it, and I have, over the years, like I said, tried a few different brands, that one, another one, another one, and started getting to know Chris at SES and then they came up with their new ESS 60, which isn't new at all. It's what they used in that original Paris Bhatti study.
Right. The rat study. Yeah.
Rat study. And you know, but who knew? We didn't. We thought there were all these other people making C60 in their labs, but no, there's only one real lab. And so the C60 has also caused me to lose weight consistently. And I've asked Chris, you know, what is it that would cause that? Because I don't read about a lot of people losing weight, but for me, it definitely happened. And we were talking about it today, and he said that probably adding a teaspoon of oil first thing in the morning to your system, not first thing, but, you know, in the morning, daily, when you're not used to taking a spoonful of organic oil, you know, also moves, gives your system like a slips, what do you call it? Like a slip and slide.
Right.
You know,
where things a lubricant. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think the C60, being such a nanomolecule, so teeny, also has caused cleaning, like a Roto-Rooter, in my lines. I mean, I feel completely different than I was 2 years ago. And another thing I find really interesting about the evolution of C60 in my body is that I go to the grocery store now, and it's taking me longer than ever, because I'm going to the places where I used to buy things, and I'm thinking, I don't want that now. I don't want to eat that either. And all these things that I'm used to eating for years no longer resonate with my system.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
And what about sleep?
I'm the wrong person to ask about sleep, because I'm detoxing now, and I have to take 12 pills in the night, 12 pills in the morning, and so I'm drinking so darn much water. I didn't mention this with Chris on the show today. We did another show talking about this, but I'm in an unusual situation where I'm having to drink so darn much water that it wakes me up every few hours. So until I get done with this little chapter I'm in, I won't be really good about sleep. But he, you know, a lot of people claim it really helps.
Right. And you're taking how much a day?
I started with a teaspoon 2 years ago, then I upped it to a tablespoon, then I found myself literally tipping the bottle. So I call that chugging. Mm-hmm. Now I'm maintaining about a tablespoon in the morning, with food. You know, it's like, do people want to do it with or without food? I don't think it really matters because my system is used to it. But I did go through a huge intestinal transformation with C60. So for me, it was my intestines. It was my inflammation. But another thing that I find really surprising is the mental relaxation, which, you know, someday when I'm not drinking a lot of water at night, I'll be sleeping a lot better. But I'm finding a mental aspect of C60 being really a neutralizer of emotions. And I've read a lot of testimonials where people claimed that also. And that's something that, needless to say, so many people need in this crazy world.
You mean like it's a stress reliever?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm all about that. I've got 13-year-old twin boys. You can imagine my stress level.
You have 13-year-old twin boys. Chris has 9-year-old twins.
Mm. All right.
Interesting.
Indeed. Indeed.
Yeah. Well, I'm a great appreciator of C60, and I'm sure he described the ESS60. But the one thing we're finding in the C60 world, and I'm always peeking around Facebook and, you know, looking at what people are saying. And now there's all these support groups where they teach you how to do it in your kitchen, in your basement.
Good luck.
Well, no, there's a lot of people doing it. So today my questions to Chris were, is it a good idea? What do people need to keep in mind? Is it safe to do it in your home? Well, it's safe, but what he described, which I never knew, was that even the little teeny grain, a C60 molecule, is hundreds of molecules stuck together into one little grain. And the body can't really digest it or break it up when it's clustered. It needs to be mixed for 2 weeks, but not only mixed, because a lot of people can buy their cheap mixers on Amazon and get the C60 powder and buy some organic oil and stir the mixers, get them going. But people don't realize that you don't want to let air get in. So you got to keep it completely shut down. You got to keep it out of sunlight, so completely covered. Again, it's just to get your maximum concentration of C60. But I think that, you know, there's an awful lot of experimenting going on because it's so kind of casually regulated right now. It's still one of those kind of underground secrets that carbon 60 is this good. Even though it won a Nobel Prize in 1996, people still aren't really talking about it. And once you get on it, most people stay on it. But, you know, to save money, to mix it in your home, there's just too many little elements where you're going to get a fraction of the benefit of what you're really trying to do, which is to get this molecule into your body in a way that you're going to be able to digest it and maximize the benefits.
Right. Why not get it from the guy who actually invented the reactor that makes it?
Oh, my God. Yeah, no kidding. So I did, to be honest, get a tour of the lab. I haven't admitted it, but I got a tour of the lab. I had to, of course, sign an NDA and have my hands in cuffs. No, I'm kidding. No cuffs. But I did see the machine. And it was like Star Wars. It was just this big monster metal thing. And I'm thinking, how did these guys in college come up with such a thing? Because it's just like this huge monster. Fabulous. I mean, I'm a girl. I know I'm not mechanically inclined, but just to think of them at 20 years old coming up with this and having it work this well this long. Did he mention that in the 90s, when they first came up with the machine to invent C60, it was because carbon 60 was worth $6,000 a gram?
Yes, he mentioned that. He did mention that.
Like, how could they even put a value on it? But it's because it's so difficult to make, time-consuming, and highly valuable to the human body. Who knew?
Right, right. Well, I told him I'm going to have him on again, and we're going to talk about its quantum properties, which is fascinating to me. Anything quantum, I'm all on it. So I'll be talking to him again and you, no doubt. In the meantime, people can go to c60evo.com, C60 as in carbon 60, Evo, E-V-O.com. And Chris was gracious enough to offer my listeners a little special discount rolling into Christmas. They can use the bonus code RS1SPEC, as in special, RS1SPEC. And that'll help out a little bit. So, Patty, thank you so much for this.
Thank you. And thank you for supporting Team C60 Evo. I think it's going to be one of those things that down the road is going to be known as one of the greatest healing remedies of our time.
Okay, before I dim the lights in my little studio beneath the stairs, I'll be back in just a few moments with some news about an upcoming episode. My Strange Planet shop is bursting at the seams with amazing new merchandise, and more new and exclusive designs are coming in all the time. I'm getting rave reviews for the women's leg warmers with the Mayan calendar. There are also classic and comfort men's and women's t-shirts, great coffee mugs, even tote bags and stickers. If you want to help support my work and show your friends, family, and coworkers that you're a fan of The Conspiracy Show and Conspiracy Unlimited and the Strange Planet YouTube channel, visit my Strange Planet shop. You can get all your Christmas shopping done all in one place. New and exclusive merch arriving every week, all designed by Atomic Werewolf Studios in Arizona. To start shopping online right now, go to strangeplanet.ca and click on the Strange Planet shop button at the bottom of the page. It's a strange planet. Get the gear. Take the journey. Coming up next time on Conspiracy Unlimited, what really happened to Howard Hughes?
It all kind of begins in 1966 when he had this iris implant. And so he started changing his appearance in 1966. At that point, he was married to a lady named Jean Peters. And Jean Peters, according to the books, never saw him after 1966.
Until then, I'm Richard Serrett. So long for now.
A new Conspiracy Unlimited with Richard Serrett drops every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at conspiracyunlimitedpodcast.com. Blow your mind. That is all for now. Oh, and remember to share and give a 5-star review, because we have huge egos and need love. We're like cats. We need constant petting.